In a way, it's the end of an era. The weekly West Marin Citizen will publish its final issue this Thursday, winding down the so-called newspaper wars that roiled Point Reyes Station and the surrounding area over much of the past 8 years. That will leave the 49-year-old Point Reyes Light as the sole survivor, explains that paper's editor, Tess Elliott.
I and my partner, David Briggs, have been working here for the last several years as board directors of the Point Reyes Light Publishing Company. We are buying the Citizen and dissolving it and then assuming ownership of the Point Reyes Light Publishing Company.
Elliott credits her counterpart at the Citizen with initiating the moves.
Linda Peterson, the owner, publisher, editor, she's moving to Portland to be with her children and grandchildren. So she approached us because she was ready to leave West Marin, and she wanted to create a healing of the so-called newspaper war of the last several years after the Citizen was formed, kind of in protest to our former publisher.
That was Robert Plotkin, who acquired the Light in 2005 and proclaimed his intention to use it as a platform for bold and provocative journalism on a grand scale. But when that vision displaced the intensely local coverage that the West Marin readership desired, the competing Citizen was launched in the summer of 2007. Peterson, previously the paper's ad manager, took control of the entire operation in 2010. But she says things today are quite different than they were then.
There were a lot of big egos involved that no way could communicate in a friendly manner. Things have calmed down a lot, and this time, Tess Elliott and I have done the negotiations, and it's just worked out a lot better.
Plotkin had relinquished control of the Light in 2009. He sold it a year later. So by now, the climate was ripe for change.
It just seemed like the logical thing to do when I was going to leave the community. We don't have these newspaper wars any longer. The community is having a hard time supporting two papers. It just seemed like a logical thing to do. And for once, there's no controversy, no conflict out here. That's very unusual for West Marin.
Well, maybe not quite everyone is happy, observes former Point Reyes Light owner Dave Mitchell, but most are.
Most people I know are pleased that there's going to be one paper. There are a few that are not, but it seems to be, to my mind, for nonsensical reasons.
And he adds the local business community is delighted.
The merchants out here who have been pressed to buy ads in two papers are very happy about this arrangement. They only have to pay for an ad in one paper, which means they can run a little bit bigger than they were running before and still be okay. That right there should help a lot with the finances of the paper.
With a potential readership of just 10,000 people in their West Marin coverage area, this will make it easier for the Light, which is already incorporated as a low-profit limited liability company, to carry on. Some regular contributors from the Citizen are expected to get picked up by the Light, and even though the older paper generally eschewed coverage of its own business affairs, Elliott says this latest change may finally get some ink in the Light itself. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.